Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now,
connected to
Greece.
Ελληνικό Ανοιχτό Πανεπιστήμιο.
You are listening to World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Frey from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support College Radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college. Hey!
This is World College Radio Day.
Web radio e app.
Good morning to everyone. This is Web Radio App from Patras, Greece, and I wish for a happy World College Radio Day 2020. This is Iasonas Forlidas, and I'm here with some of my favorite associates. Should I introduce the girls first? Marina Gouverou.
Good morning, hello to all, and welcome to this annual festival, let's say.
Sofia Mersini.
Good morning.
And Dionysios Maratos.
Hello to everyone. Have a nice World College Radio Day.
Your voice is always great. 2020 has been a very strange year, to say the least. A very difficult year for many of us. and for radios too, because many radios worldwide lost the chance to perform their shows from their studios. Isn't it right?
It's totally right. However, we could say that the audience was a bit wider because we were forced to stay home. We needed a means of communication, and even the few ones who were allowed to have a radio show were like a lighthouse in the loneliness of the quarantine of the COVID 2020.
And we found out some ways to perform our shows, even from our houses. So it gave us the opportunity to even host for Greece a World College Radio Day 2020 and make the World College Radio Day 2020 become a reality. Because a few months ago, it would seem something very difficult to achieve.
Totally like a distant dream. However, this is a dream come true for today, because we four are in the studio of EAP, the Greek Open University, and we are here to perform for you for the following hour.
Let's say a huge thanks to Finland, that was before of us, and to Norway, the country after of us, and to everyone that has performed their shows or gets ready to perform theirs. Do you want to add something up?
Well, yes, it is a well-known fact that the COVID-19 pandemic has changed everything this year, not only in terms of college radio broadcast, let's say, but in every aspect. But we are going to go through this stuff as we go along. Okay.
Before we continue, we would like to share the wishes from one of the vice presidents of our university, Professor Stathis Evstathopoulos, who was kind enough to send us the following wishes.
Hello, everybody. My name is Stathis Evstathopoulos, and I'm vice president for academic and administrative affairs of the Hellenic Open University. This is the second consecutive year that our university's web radio station participates on the World College Radio Days Marathon, representing Greece. This year's topic is a statement of the importance of the world's solidarity against the difficulties that humanity faces, especially against the COVID-19 pandemic. College radio stations around the globe can and should play a crucial part in overcoming our difficulties and working toward a brighter future. Best wishes for a year 2020 World College Radio Day Marathon.
It's an honor to broadcast live from our studios with our masks and trying our best. And let's talk a bit more about 2020. Was it a difficult year for all of you too? Here in Greece, we had almost 3 months of quarantine that kept us away from the microphones in our studios. Isn't that right?
That's totally right. However, I was one of the privileged ones who had the equipment to broadcast from his own home, and due to the fact that the radio station I was stationed into allowed that feature, I was trying to keep company to other people who were isolated in their own households.
You give me a nice pass to talk about the radio station that you are stationed. You are a guest here today, and although you are a great friend too, you belong to the University of Patras Radio, or APFM, the other college station here in Patras, Greece, and the station that brought World College Radio to Greece. I feel that it's important to have a person from this station every year here, because we owe much of all this to you. I have been there for a lot of years, and it's important to have you here. So thank you for being here.
It's an honor to be here, and I would like to thank you for the invitation as well. You are a precious operative, and it's very nice representing UpFM right here with you.
Thank you again. Let's say something about the songs that we listen to. We started our show with Simon and Garfunkel's song "Bridge Over Troubled Water," a song that reminds me of solidarity, and why not world solidarity? That is our topic today, right? I think it's the first time that we mention it today.
Well, yes, we are going to talk about extensively solidarity extensively, and as we said, it is this year's topic, and to prove how solidarity has been exercised by different nations all over the world mm-hmm. to combat not only the COVID-19 pandemic, but also very many other important topics, such as migration issues, and refugee crisis, and wild forest fires.
These are the topics that we are mostly going to talk
analyze,
about today,
yeah.
But not only about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that the COVID pandemic is going to take the lion's share today.
Of course.
Because it's an ongoing problem. We still face it, especially here in Greece. It's the worst part of the pandemic right now. So we have a lot to talk, and maybe it's a time period that we need solidarity more than ever.
Okay. First things first, to say a few about what solidarity means in Greek. Would you like to go there? So, the Greek translation of solidarity is, and bear with me, alliléguie. It derives from the word allos, which means people interacting with each other, and aegis, which is reaching out to or lend a hand to help somebody else. So, how this has been exercised, not only here in Greece, but also generally. As you said, Sophia, would you like to go on? In relation to the COVID-19, how was it?
Let me go on.
Okay.
Sophia is a little stressed. She will join a bit later. Solidarity to the COVID pandemic has been expressed in numerous ways, from raising funds to goods to support countries that are or were in extreme need from the World Health Organization. That was racing against the virus to detect and prevent the spreading of it, and with the ultimate goal of discovering the correct medical treatment or vaccine. Because if the scientists don't find a cure or a vaccine, I'm not really sure that things are going to change a lot from what we're living right now. I would also like to mention the example of Cuba, the country Cuba, that sent doctors and medical personnel to assist Italy, a country in the other side of the world, that was struck ruthlessly by the pandemic in the first few months, and they were in dire need of more helping hands and specialized scientists to help them.
Totally. And we should probably refer to the World Health Organization and its contribution. We should know that the World Health Organization is a specialized agency of the United Nations, which is responsible for the international public health. In other words, it is safeguarding the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health.
The World Health Organization is a great example of the world solidarity. Every country is represented there, or most of the countries.
I think every country, but I might be wrong. So let's go with most of the countries.
Okay. Yes. To be more exact. Yes. And Sophia. You want to add something?
Yes, I would like to mention, before you said the example with Cuba, Also, in early April, medical teams sent to Italy from Romania and Norway. And Italy also, during the summer, sent emergency teams to Azerbaijan and Armenia, among the Germany and Lithuania. So Italy helps other countries not only give receive help.
They got help and then they helped other people.
And this is solidarity.
Yes,
right?
that's world solidarity. This was on spot, and I think we can continue to a song. Okay,
yes.
To give us a break, and it was our first on air, so please be a little lenient with us. We want some time to get ready for this. I want to tell a bit about the song that follows. It's a song from John Bonamassa, that it's a cover of Leonard Cohen's "Bird on Wire" and has a beautiful clarinet solo that reminds me a lot of Greece. So it's an international song with some Greek elements. World solidarity there too.
Ah!
Back here in Web Radio App with my fellow friends, and we're going to talk about social media and how impacting our lives during quarantine.
Before that,
yes,
I'm going to say something about social media. I'm going to give my best wishes and virtual hugs to Radiofonica Italy that makes this marathon possible today. And especially to Rosella, who I'm pretty sure is behind all that. And now we can discuss about social media and the media in general, because social media, TV and radio broadcast played a significant role in disseminating vital information to the public, like they do every day. But it was the first time in our lifetimes that they did that on a pandemic. Who is going to discuss it with me? Marina. I was pretty sure about it.
Okay. Okay, so as you said, it has played a very important role in disseminating and informing the public. However, and I think that most of us can agree, could agree with me possibly, I don't know, that this information is not always unbiased, or it may be targeted towards specific standpoints.
This... is a great referral to our last year's
radio show, and
the topic that we had at this day. You heard it first from World College Radio, and how and why radio college shows are unbiased.
Are biased, yeah.
That's very important.
At this point, it is where college radio broadcasts stood out and made the difference in this, in how they present the information to the public, and they did it by not allowing manipulation, the distortion, or the dissemination of misinformation that could possibly lead to mass anxiety and uncertainty among others. So, in other words, they made they stayed true to their purpose that only facts and the truth reaches the masses, and we objectively present only the truth, let's say.
We have to be righteous, though, and explain that misinformation mostly comes from social media.
Yeah, it's true, because everybody has a say, and it does not always ensured that this information is a fact, that it is checked twice, let's say, before it reaches us, and it gives everybody the chance to express their own opinion. But we are not the ones to judge whether this is.
No, we are not, and. The fact that we can discuss with anyone in the world about the problems that every country, each one's country faces, and how things go, it's an example of world solidarity.
Of course.
Social media are world solidarity, and it's in our hands to use them well.
Properly.
And properly, wisely. We can fit many words there. We did well.
Yeah,
on that sector.
I have the same feeling. It was it was really encouraging receiving messages from across the globe, saying that we're going through the same stuff that you're going to, and it made me personally feel that like I had somebody else on the opposite hand to say I'm here for you, or I'm living the same things with you, so you're not alone.
And it's I want to say this. It's easy to spread misinformation on a local level,
yeah,
but it's not that easy to spread it on in the international level. We don't say that it doesn't happen. It happened in a few occasions during the quarantine period too, but it's not that easy. And this helps because we can get our information from worldwide channels and
yeah.
People.
You can cross-check, let's say.
Yes, cross-check. Yes, you can have many ways to cross-check the information and be sure that what you read is correct. And it's our duty to spread the right information
yeah.
to people in some other countries, maybe some countries that unfortunately don't have access to those networks.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
There are examples too. We don't have to
mention
them,
yeah.
but this happens too in the planet. And it was difficult during that period to find out what exactly was happening to
what
those,
was going on
yes.
and what
yes.
was true or not. Well, we should say that college radios broadcasts have been a beacon of hope and unbiased information presentation, as we said, dissemination. Dionysus, would you like to add something?
I totally agree with that. I'm going to open a total new topic about the social media and the impact, except if you'd like to add something.
No, just say, Sophia, would you like to add something? Okay. Just to say that during the lockdown period, that was common to many countries around the world, it was volunteering students, radio producer students in various colleges, who have consistently sending their hearts out to the rest of the world, despite the many obstacles, by broadcasting live from home or recording their sessions and broadcasting. I think everybody can hear me. Anyway, from their hopes, keeping that way, keeping up to the circumstances and staying true to their role. Okay?
Totally, I totally agree. I was a part of this, I got to admit. I would also... Yes or no?
You were a part of this because you broadcasted from your home during the quarantine period?
Yes, as I said before, I had the equipment to broadcast from home, and I, to be totally honest, I did an experimental first broadcast during the quarantine period, and I asked our head, Mr. Papadakis, and I told him if I could do this. He said it's okay, and I took this opportunity and acted like a beacon of hope, I guess, in a poetic way.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I also sent it recorded sessions from my home because I couldn't broadcast live. And it was, let's say, something that I really looked forward to during the week because I was searching the net to find information, to find something that brought a bit shine of hope, let's say. For me, it was amazing to broadcast about fish being seen in the channels of Venice, let's say, or as broadcasting that couples met during the quarantine and how they managed to communicate and come in contact. Keeping all the precautions, of course. And it was really interesting for me, and I was really anxious about creating my own show and sending it so that I could do something to help other people.
What Marina says is true. Because of the nature of our university, it's an open university. Most people study from long distance studies. And our program consists of many shows that cannot be present on the studio, so they sent us their shows with in a podcast form, pre-recorded. We have some live shows too, like this one is live from Greece. But Marina is one of the producers that does a live show, but she didn't have the chance to come here because we were quarantined for a few months. So she sent her shows through podcasts, and I remember how happy she was for doing this. She was a beacon of hope, and I guess that this is a part of solidarity too. Maybe not the world, maybe it's through our country, though.
Mm-hmm.
but because of this solidarity in the national level, we can have this show now on the national level about world solidarity.
Yeah, I also had a lot of feedback from friends that they were tuned every Tuesday afternoon just to listen to the recorded session, because I also like to use songs. More danceable, let's say. So it was like, okay, today we're going to have push-ups and we have to have stretches in ourselves. And it was really fun for me and to the other people who were listening.
So we soon needed to cheer up during that session. Are we in the time scheduled for referring to wider social media interactions, or should we go to break? Jason. Oh, thank you. I would like to mention to the impact that the artists made through the social media, because I think it was wonderful, and it was a total brand new thing for everybody, because a wide variety of music was being broadcasted through internet from its own creators. Like Norah Jones did, for example. She did a cast once in every two or three days, and it was a hourly cast, and she played many songs, and it was a pleasure to hear her. We could always check it out, and it was, and it stayed on Facebook later, and we would check it out too. Also, artists that took the same step were the Coldplay frontman, who launched the At Home Together series and played in an acoustic form some Coldplay songs. And also there were concerts that were held with closed doors that could be attended through Facebook, like the show Steven Wilson did. It was the first concert I noticed that happened with closed doors and a digital ticket.
And Dropkick Murphys did a hell of a show. It was one of the first bands that tried that.
Really? Nice, interesting. Also, in our country's music, there was a concert at Stavros Niarchos with Irene Skylakaki, I guess, and some other bands. That was awesome. It was truly awesome. It was very well placed.
You mentioned Coldplay, and I have a song from Coldplay to play, and I think it's the best time to do that now. What do you say?
I say play it cold.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will try, you'll never know.
Back, we're listening Coldplay and the song I Can See That Far.
Fix it.
Thank you. And we're back and we're discussing more for the world of arts.
And yes, we're on that part.
Yes, the world of art has risen up to the challenges of the lockdown with theatrical plays or concerts available online, along with museums and art galleries providing amazing virtual experiences to people staying at home. Dionysis has to tell us some examples.
More examples.
More examples.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, of course, even more examples. I would like to mention that there were some theatrical performances available through YouTube that were really interesting, like the one I was lucky enough to watch, that was the Frankenstein with Benedict Cumberbatch. It was truly amazing. I enjoyed every little minute of this. It was like a steampunk opera, however it was true to its nature, and Benedict gave his best self. And alongside with that, there were multiple other theatrical releases available through YouTube for a specific period of time, of course, but that's the spirit. It's for this period of time, it's for the period of the quarantine sessions, that nobody can go out and we have to stay focused and entertained. Also, I'd like to mention that there was an app that was developed named Quarantine Chat for the obvious reason of the communication through isolation by people who were in quarantine and needed someone to talk to. And it was a nice thing to happen at these dire times. Last but not least, I'd like to mention that Miley Cyrus, okay, even if I don't specifically like this kind of music, had an Instagram Live every weekend that played songs and talked with her fans, and it is also a very good action taken.
Well, we should say that the art industry was immensely impacted by the whole quarantine and the coronavirus pandemic. But artists, as you said, didn't stay put. They were really productive during the quarantine. Not only did they provide all concerts, as you said, theatrical plays on online streaming for the masses to have a chance to attend them, but also they produced genuine art during the quarantine. You mentioned, I think, especially here in Greece, a lot of artists produced their own songs during quarantine. I don't specifically remember now the name of the on the singer we were talking about the other days. You mentioned one. Anyway, Alkinos Ioannidis, okay, he produced a new song. Not only Alkinos Ioannidis, okay. And I think that Sophia also mentioned about Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga has a benefit to raise money for healthcare workers and the World Health Organization during this crisis. So has a benefit with global citizens called Together at Home, and she managed to raise a good amount of money and help in this with other artists, and I think it is about 5 hours session with music with 20 or something artists.
more than 40 artists. Oh. They went online in a channel in YouTube, and they performed in association, let's say, with the support of the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing was that she said that relax, people, it's not like a fundraising event. We're here only to send our hearts out to the world and sit back and relax and enjoy the music.
I'd like to step in here and say something. We talked about the bright side of the artist and how the artist and how they helped us and got our lives better during the quarantine. But it's important to say that a lot of artists worldwide right now face many difficulties because they cannot perform in front of live audiences. They have financial problems, and it's completely normal to have these problems when you cannot play in a theater that has audience, you cannot host a show, a gig that has audience. It's very, very difficult, and we need to help them. They need our solidarity, and also the governments should help.
Should find ways to support these productions.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
all art productions.
We need these people. They need us, and this has to change because it's very difficult for them to live like this. That's what I wanted to say. We have a few moments, but before we go, I think we have a quarter of an hour to talk about some more stuff that we have prepared. But we can, before that, we can listen to another song. It's a song by Manos Hatzidakis that was covered by a local band from Patras, Greece, Raining Pleasure, that they are well known through our country and maybe to some people worldwide.
A silver ring from her king. Give her a nickel, take her out to dine, give her wine, comfort her if she sighs and then cries. Look for her by the fountain on the road, say hello, don't be afraid to smile and then go. And if you see her talking to herself, talking
talking to herself all alone. Leave her alone, her heart is at
This was The Noble Dame, a song by Manos Hadzidakis originally, performed by the local band Raining Pleasure. It's a favorite band here in Greece.
And in this studio.
Especially in this studio. This was one of Hadzidakis' original first compositions while he was still in America, I think. And then he got it here, he got transcribed in Greek. And then the Raining Pleasure took the original one from America and played it again, revisited in their album Reflections.
I didn't know any of this. Thank you for mentioning it.
My pleasure. Raining Pleasure.
Your Raining Pleasure, exactly.
We have about 10 minutes to state some more stuff that you have prepared, as we told you before. Mm-hmm. There isn't only the coronavirus.
Yeah, the coronavirus, despite the fact that it ruled, let's say, the new stage around the world for the past eight, six months.
It was the negative protagonist of...
It is not the only protagonist.
No,
however,
no, it's not.
It's not the only thing happening around the world.
It's not. We can say that we can mention the wildfires
in Australia and in the
Amazon rainforest. The wildfires that destroyed many sources of trees and green that our planet desperately needs at this point. I don't have much to say about this. It was very moving that people from all over the world tried to help. Countries sent help there. People raised money and funds to help the Australians and the wild animals.
To care for the wild animals, for the exhausted firefighters. Mm-hmm. I have the feeling that it didn't get as much attention as it should have in other times if it wasn't for the COVID-19, let's say. Because it was a serious, dramatic blazes in the Australia that destroyed and turned into ashes hundreds of thousands of acres. And there was an immensely a number of dead wildlife.
We saw some very moving pictures of firefighters feeding koalas.
Giving water to kangaroos, exhausted kangaroos. It was really, devastating.
Mm-hmm. It was. People there helped a lot from all over the world. Also in Amazon, they helped a lot, although the information coming from there wasn't as much.
Unfortunately,
for undisclosed reasons, it wasn't as much as the information coming from Australia, but... A lot of people tried to help there too. The forests there in both of these countries are very important, and they're one of the few
green lands.
Of the few things that can prevent the climate change.
It's not funny. Let's say the thing that we call them the green lungs, lungs of planet Earth.
Yes, it's true.
It's true. Our only source of oxygen, of green life, and unfortunately, I have the feeling that they are We have mistreated them.
We have to be more careful in the future. That's for,
sure.
On the other hand, nature clawed back during the quarantine.
Yeah.
That was a good thing, and it showed us again the bad
how
stuff.
Destructive how humans
destructive
can
we
be.
Are.
We can all be
against nature. That's true. That's very true. And we will also like to mention some things about the refugee crisis. Do you want to talk, Sophia?
Yes. The COVID-19 pandemic is not the only problem the world is facing right now. As we told already, there is a serious ongoing refugee crisis that is taking immense proportions as the time goes by. Greece and the countries of the European South are hit hard by waves of refugees that cannot be absorbed, resulting in overcrowded hotspots and people living in difficult and, in times, unbearable conditions. And recently we have a fire outbreak in the camp Moria.
Mm-hmm.
In Lesbos. And I would like to mention a great way to support here in local artists.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk about Unity, a local movement in support of refugees in Moria camp Lesbos, which was recently destroyed by fire outbreak. They released a general transcending compilation featuring 160 songs from 160 Greek artists who wanted to express their direct support and solidarity by raising money for the refugees. And it's available on Bandcamp, who did this pro bono. And this isn't the first time Bandcamp support the music industry through the pandemic.
That's nice. It's Greek people that support people from other countries that that come here as refugees. And many organizations that are international or from other countries help the refugees, like the Organization for Migration, International Refugee Organization, ActionAid, Doctors Without Frontiers, Red Cross, etc.
To mention a few, yeah.
Yes, to mention just a few, because there are many
people.
They're
not the only ones?
No, of course not. Of course not. But on this topic, we can say a lot. We need more support.
More time.
These people need more support. Their countries need more support because they come mostly from war zones.
The world needs to deal with this problem as a common problem for all, not just for incoming countries and countries that people live from.
As a humanity, we have to rethink some stuff on that on that topic. Yes, we need a change of strategy, an immediate change of strategy there. Do you want to add something, Dionysius?
No, you got me covered. You got me totally covered. But I think we will have to say goodbye to our listeners in a few moments.
Yes, you reminded me of that. It's true. We will have to say goodbye in a bit. So we'll start from now. You were tuned to Web Radio App, a song station, a radio station of the Hellenic Open University from Greece. We broadcast from Patras, the third biggest, largest city of Greece. And I had today with me Dionysios Maratos, Marina Gouverou and Sofia Mersini. And I want to thank all of you for coming here and helping and making this possible, because everyone who has participated in something like this know how difficult it is and how much has to be done in order to get through.
To go live. So thank you, Jason, for giving us the opportunity to be here today. And personally, I would like to thank everyone listening to us right now globally, and renew our appointment for next year, if everyone is okay and we haven't died, let's say, but it's okay. So thank you again.
No, don't say stuff like that. We'll be okay.
We'll be okay.
And we wish to everyone to be okay.
Stay safe.
And stay safe and healthy. These things are very important. Don't forget safety measures. And
don't forget to smile.
Don't forget to smile, even behind the masks, because we have
it's
to
okay.
wear masks. Don't
smile
forget
through
to smile.
Your eyes, people. Smile.
We will see it.
It's the new trend.
Totally. We'd like to end with a song that was composed during the quarantine by Alkinos Ioannidis, and it's called Magic Sana, Together Again, and says, we'll flow like a river and we'll be together again after it's all over.
It's a song in Greek, but let the music guide you and you will feel it. Sophia?
I would like to thank you once again for being with us here on Web Radio App. Next in line is Norway,
mm-hmm.
so
yes.
stay tuned. And stay safe and don't forget to smile, as Marina said.
And have a happy 2020 World College Radio Day Marathon. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, let's say goodbye
have
all of us
day.
Together. Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Πως χωρίζονται οι άνθρωποι μία μέρα σαν κι αυτή κι ούτε αγκαλιά ούτε χάδι ούτε ένα μικρό φιλί μα στον ύπνο μου τα βράδια σας αγγίζω σας κρατώ κι η αγκάλι μου η άδεια πλημμυρίζει στο όνειρο. Μαζί ξανά, μαζί ξανά θα περάσει, θα τελειώσει κάποια μέρα σαν κι αυτή. Θα το πει ο Κυριούλης έξι ώρα στην TV. Ποταμός θα ξεχυθούμε απ' τις πόρτες τις κλειστές.
Heard around the world, round the world, round the world. This is the day we all come together.